The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. And today we're going to talk about the new moon, which is today, February 11th, the new moon in Aquarius. And this is kicking off and activating that stellium we talked about a couple weeks ago. And what is that? That's when several planets are aligned in the same sign, which is Aquarius. There's several. So we talked about that a couple of weeks, so I won't go too deep in that, but we're going to specifically talk about the Aquarius new moon is an interesting one. It's about getting your focus aligned with what you want, because this one intensifies whatever you're focusing on. Right in line with the law of attraction, right in line with what we've been talking about for a few weeks. I put a lot of effort into putting out the course. I finally got it out. It's not huge, but I put a lot of effort into it because I put a lot of intention into it to help you. I just uploaded it. It went live yesterday. If you are on the newsletter, you can check that for those links, because there's special links in there for you if you're on the newsletter. It's right there. It's right there in my learning center, and you can go check it out. If you have the abundance calendar, this is a nice complement to that. This one also has a big planner in it. This is a much bigger planner versus the calendar that I gave you a few weeks ago. This has something in there for every single day of the year, starting with March. And we started with March on purpose. That's the beginning of the new lunar year, and when all this energy is shifting. So I thought, let's start it with March. So this is a course that it's not too big. It will take you through getting your mindset in alignment with abundance thinking and frequency. You want to be in line with the vibrational frequency of abundance, because that's what we're trying to create. We're trying to create an abundant lifestyle. So that's the name of the course. And you can go to my website, jenroyster.com, and check it out. You can get through it in a weekend. What I wanted to do was put it out to where you had all the information you needed to get in alignment with abundance in time for the March 1st moon. If you're starting after, that's fine too, but why not start at the beginning and have the entire year to work with this? And once you start working with it, you're not going to want to come out of that mindset. This is a vibrational frequency you're going to understand. You're going to know what it is. You're going to know how to connect with it and to apply it in your life. That's exactly what we go through in that. So today, it's right in alignment with this as well. I thought that was interesting. I was trying to put that course out last week, and then I went, oh, a few more things I want to do. And I realized perfect timing with today. This moon is activating in Aquarius, which is really amplifying manifesting energy. Law of attraction is intensified, and it's very important to focus on your focus. Let me put it that way. The intention of your focus, where is your focus? You want to identify that. And if you don't like where your focus is, finding out why it's there. Why do you have that focus in that area? And how can you shift that? Okay, that's what we're going to be doing in that course. It has lots of tools in it that are going to be great for you. So the new moon, this is all about new beginnings. A new moon is always about new beginnings. This one happens to be in Aquarius. So there's a lot of extra boost and amplified energy with this one. And it's just time to get organized and get your ducks in a row. Does anybody remember that phrase from way, way back? That's just so old. So if you were to get yourself organized, which the course will help you do, that's exactly why I made it small. It's not expensive. I mean, obviously, it's not expensive. It's not free because I can't afford to give everything away free. That was the abundance calendar. But this is going to help you. For those that have that intention to totally shift their lives, do it. So if you were to get organized with your list of what you want to focus on and what you want to manifest in your life, what would it be? This is what this moon is about. It's just activating everything. So which planets, and I'll quickly tell you, remember I said that it activates this stellium, that means that there's several in the same sign. So if you have all these in the sign of Aquarius, that's a lot of energy in Aquarius. And it is the new moon today, the sun, the Mercury retrograde, the Mercury, the Venus, the Jupiter, and the Saturn are all supercharged in the energy of Aquarius. That's a lot of energy to help you. And a lot of people go, well, whoa, that's just too much. I'm getting confused. I don't know what to think. And where's your focus if you're thinking that way? Have you ever thought about that? Where's your focus? So if we were to pull our focus and let it expand, especially with that Jupiter's in there, and we widen it and we expand our horizon and we look beyond what we're used to, we give ourselves an opportunity to come out of our comfort zone right now and look at the world through a completely different lens. What would you see? What would you assume? What would you expect to see? What are you doubting would never happen? All these things are really important when you're trying to align with the frequency of abundance. When you align with that, basically the sky's the limit from what I can see, and I love it. I was enjoying so much putting this together, just going through this. I was feeling the lift. So I just couldn't wait to get it out and share it with you. But I also am one that puts the extra effort in. And I try to put, you know, even though it's small, I try to do a lot. And I have to go, okay, because that's that perfectionist in me. I really like it to be good. But it's not overly too much. It's not too much to consume. So if you wanted to expand your vision in an area of life, and you wanted to bring something brand new and innovative into your life right now, what would it be? These are a lot of questions I'm asking you, so you can think about them and think of, you know, these are things to ask yourself. Jot down and journal what you would want to do with that. This is an energy to work with in a positive way. If you're focused, and this is just the way the law of attraction plays out, okay? This isn't a fault or anything. But this energy, if it's going to amplify what you focus on, wouldn't you want to make sure it's what you want? So I was thinking about that because I've seen in different circles where they get, well, that's just making it somebody's fault, or they get upset. You know, if you say, hey, you attract what you focus on, or your intention, your beliefs, all that. And then they get upset and it's a bit attacking because, well, people don't do that to themselves on purpose. No, of course you don't do that to yourself on purpose if it's not positive. What you want to do is find a way up and out of it. Okay. That's what I'm trying to do here. That's what I'm trying to give you. Some way to help you structure it to where you can stay on track and make progress on a daily basis. Have tools in your pocket where, okay, that was a bit of a surprise day. What do I do now? And you feel like it's taking you off kilter. You have ways to get back up into that frequency. I'm seeing so much importance in that right now from a spiritual and metaphysical perspective. And there is just such a difference in the way you feel. There's a difference in the way you respond to things. There's a difference in the way you live your life. You're not as hesitant to try things if you are in alignment with this energy. You're not afraid to go for your dreams. You're not afraid to take action and be proactive with it. You have the energy. You feel light. You feel healthier. You want to be healthier. You want to do your self-care. So why wouldn't anybody want that, right? I was thinking about that a lot and I go, well, people really struggle sometimes and I don't discount that. However, it's not about trying to keep you in that. I want to help you lift up and out. I want you to feel empowered where you can find a way to pull yourself up and out of things like that. Because it's been a crazy year. I know this last year was crazy. Still, you know, processing things out, but I already do see where things are starting to make a turn. I can feel that energy and I'm ready to get into this one. Aquarian energy is very much a group effort. Sometimes you want to be, it has a humanitarian side to it. It's also about relationships because Venus is in this pack. So here we are coming up on Valentine's. So yes, those types of relationships will be a part of this energy, but all relationships will be. And, you know, just how you approach life with that many all in the same sign, that's a unified front from the universe to get us in line with where it's going. I wouldn't want to miss that opportunity, and I don't want you to either. So that's what we're talking about today. We have the live chat open on YouTube. So welcome to everyone over there. Hello, guys. Great to see you guys over there. And we are also live streaming on Facebook through our network, Transformation Talk Radio. So it'll be on their pages over there. And, you know, if you're listening on audio, welcome. I mean, if you're listening on the archive, welcome. If this is your first time here at the show, welcome. We're all about metaphysical topics. We look at astrology for the soul growth we can find out of it, esoteric more. We are looking at the angelic realm. We're connecting with the angelic realm, energy healing. Basically, you are doing a lot of energy healing simultaneously, if you think about it, when you're aligning with higher frequencies like the abundance frequency. It just all fits. It just all works. Energy is a very powerful part of our lives on a daily basis. We are energy. We have electromagnetic fields. Every living thing does. And we interact back and forth with that. Earth has one. It's a living being. You know, I've looked at studies and they say that Earth actually breathes. So working in alignment with all of these things together and really thinking past, you know, well, what's in it for me? You do want to do that. But at the same time, now with Aquarius energy, we're going to do what's working for me, but how will that work where I can contribute to humanity? So it is a contributing type of factor, but also not losing who you are. I think for the last several years, maybe a couple of decades, everybody was trying to figure that out. How do we find who we are and take care of ourselves and it not be dysfunctional, basically? And now that we're at this point in life, in time, on the world and the planet, now we take where we understand and we've been identifying with who we are and what we really want to be or what we want to do, what are our passions, how do we want to contribute to the world? The Aquarius energy is you're going to do that and you're working that out, not losing yourself, but contributing who and what you are and the talents that you bring. Everybody has something to contribute. It doesn't have to be grandiose. It doesn't have to be what anybody else does. It just has to be your true essence, just being who you are. What if, you know, you're just that person that just gives that kind smile to somebody when they need it, and it just warms their heart and lifts them. That's contributing. I mean, it can be as small or as big. And I don't even see that as a small or big thing. I see that as some things are simpler. Some things are a little bit more involved in what we contribute. And a lot of us are a little bit of all of those things. I know that if you were to give yourself the respect and the courtesy to bring the knowledge into your life, to understand these things about the abundance and the focus and everything that this energy is bringing us all simultaneously to help us, you will find and discover things about yourself that you never knew you could do. It will be so amazing to see the strength in people, and they're being positive. They don't, you know, and I love that. I mean, to bring it in like that, to raise your vibration will improve your well-being overall. It improves everything about your life. You want to give more. You want to send and receive love. Sometimes I go, I can't find love in my life. Are you sending it out? And then sometimes we're guarding our heart because we don't want to get hurt. Well, that's something else we've been working on. Here we are in February, and that's the Valentine month. But are we opening up and allowing ourselves to send and receive love? And yes, things happen in the world. Things happen. But when you're in this alignment of frequency, you can handle it so much differently. You handle it with grace and poise. You're able to handle it in a positive way. You immediately are looking for what you can learn and do better versus everything's ruined kind of mindset. There's never enough, that kind of thing. So today's the day where it all wakes up for every one of us. And if you're not feeling it, you will. I can't imagine that anybody wouldn't be. So how is everybody over in the chat? I want to say hello and welcome to everyone. Hi, Shadana. Let's see. We have Anahas and Michelle and Journey to Becoming Me. Good morning to all of you. Maddie. Hi, Maddie. And, you know, is everyone experiencing technical difficulties? Oh, well, I did last week, that's for sure. But you guys were letting me know it was fine on your end. I know with all the weather that's out there this week for most of our country here in the U.S., I'm sure there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. We also had some things over on my website yesterday, but they fixed it. So I think there's just a mixed bag of things like that. But that a lot of times is attributed to Mercury retrogrades because of the energies. So, you know, things like that happen. It's how you go with the flow and roll with it. But technical difficulties, I guess you're maybe having some problems on your end with the show. I'm not sure, but we always record it and it'll be back in the archive if you're missing anything. Hi, Robin. And let's see, Maddie is asking. And but guys, if you want some readings on this show, you know, let's do them because this is a good energy to get fired up about, get excited about, and feel lifted. The angels are very much about supporting that. And they always are. Because the light that you bring to the world is needed. We all need to shine our light. So that's what we want to do. We want to lift it and we want to be who we are. And that's how you shine your light. So Maddie is asking, do the angels have any advice for what I should focus on during this new moon cycle? Sometimes I'm not sure where to narrow my focus to make the little shifts necessary for the big ones. Okay, you are probably experiencing, because Aquarius is an air sign, it's a mind mental energy, and you're going to probably feel like you're overthinking things a little bit more. That's one of the side tweaks that can happen. So when you notice that, here's how you can shift that. Because it's like too many things. This is what I'm picking up. Too many things you're trying to process at once, and it almost goes into overthinking it. it's a very easy thing to do with Aquarius energy. And here all these plants are planets are in the same energy. It can sometimes feel like it muddies the water on clarity, but it's just temporary. You can get up and out of that. Once you acknowledge, okay, thinking about this way too much, and I'm trying to figure out that where to go. The reason that's slowing it down is probably the retrograde right now, which will be coming out of it soon. It's about 3 weeks long from the time they start. But it's also about you're looking to define how to utilize. When you ask what you should look for in this new moon, you're looking for how can I level it up, how I use Aquarius energy. How can I use my mind and my thoughts in a different way where it's a little bit more one step at a time versus so many different steps at once? I understand that energy because sometimes we want to do so many things at the same time and we're excited about a million things and then we feel very splintered. And then we feel like, wait, I want to do all of them really well, but then it's difficult to do. And then you find yourself spinning. So to ask for intention and focus on help me clarify. And that is literally you ask, you put that intention out there that I am, here's an affirmation for you. I am thinking clearly every day and my focus becomes brighter and easier to see every day. Things like that would be a great energy for narrowing down that focus that you want to do. Who else has got, everybody's excited. Shadonna is loaded with energy today. I see that for you. And thank you. I'm excited that you're here and you're going to do it. Journey to Becoming Me wants warm weather. And Shadonna can't wait to start the course. Awesome. Because it's going to be great. I'm excited for you guys to do this one. I think we're going to be, it's just going to be a good one. And it's not too big. Let's see. Journey to Becoming Me. I want warm weather. Okay. That's a tall order. Because that polar thing is coming down and giving us all a bit of a chill. Yes. Yeah. So you don't want to know what my temperatures are. I won't go there because, oh my goodness. I know. I wore long sleeves to have compassion for the people in the cold areas because I'm not in a cold area. The huge garden overflowing with fresh organic vegetables. Ooh, fruits and herbs with a slight breeze of, oh, what a beautiful, beautiful, very poetic, very poetic. That's beautiful. So let me read that entire thing again, because that's great. I want warm weather and a huge garden overflowing with fresh organic veggies, fruits and herbs with a slight breeze of a great lake nearby. I love that. That's beautiful. That made me feel good just reading it. I had to read it twice. Let's see what else. Robin, is there any information about my career change? Okay, let's see. I'm picking up that things are lining up, but it feels like it's slowed down. So be patient. It sounds like it just slowed down a little bit there. And it also, what I'm picking up from Archangel Michael came right in, because that's a good career counselor, actually, is Archangel Michael. He's saying that there's this piece of information that if you just hang in there, the career change is going to be so much better. Just it's worth the wait. I'm hearing worth the wait. Just be patient. There's this new piece of information that's going to be coming in. I'm asking for a timeline and I'm picking up 1 to 2, 3 months max is what I'm feeling. So you don't have to try too hard to look for it. Just be open-minded to let it come in. Okay. It might be that you'll stumble upon some information and you need to just explore it. Doesn't mean you need to commit to anything right now. It's you're looking for this piece of information that will be very, very helpful in the career shift. That was very unique information. So thank you, Michael, for that, for Robin. That was very unique. That was interesting. I'm kind of curious how that plays out. Okay, Anahis, I could use guidance and with focus. Okay. That's exactly what we're going to work with in that course, but that's also what this new moon's about. So guys, if you look at your intentions, jot them down. Whether you take that course with me or not, that's going to help fine tune that. But whether you take that or not, jot down, like start writing these things down. Take an extra step. And if you have to put sticky notes everywhere, that's old school, right? With computer and technology. But I still write things down. I like to use pen and paper, pencil and paper. I say pen and paper because you're committed. If you use pencil, you can erase it and you're not committing 100%. It's an energy. Nothing against pencil that, you know, I'm not against it. But when you want to bring something into the physical, use pen and paper. And when you write that down and it's ink, it's a little bit more of a commitment in a mindset of energy. So I use pen all the time and I'm jotting it down. And I have these books, like I got one here. I have stacks and stacks of just books that this one doesn't have anything on it yet because I got page turn. But I mean, loads of scribble, and I brainstorm that way, but I help sort out and I organize and I'm putting it out there. This is what I want to clarify. This would be good for you too, Maddie. This is what I want to do to bring something up into my life. This is what I want to do to manifest. And you're putting it out there and you're committing a little bit more. Why I put a daily planner in there. That's why I put a calendar out there for you. Let's see. I struggle on a regular basis with focusing with my girls. I can see that. You know what would help you when you feel like that's happening and it's getting all scattered? And you could teach your girls that too. Just stop for a moment, because the grounding that I've talked to you about before in the past, when I've brought up grounding with you guys, if you just stop and feel the bottom of your feet on the floor, on the ground, and just, I mean, feel it, feel the bottom of your feet touching the floor, the surface, wiggle them around in your toe, you know, in your shoes. It helps bring you back in and the scatter goes away. It's the coolest thing ever. If you try it, when you feel that your mind's going all over the place, stop, take a deep breath. This takes like 5 or 10 seconds. You don't have to take very long if you're a very busy person. Stop, take a moment, feel that. It grounds you and you're back present and it brings the energy when you're scattered. It just brings it back into play and then proceed. I love that trick. You can do that anywhere. You know, nobody even knows what you're doing. You just do it and it will bring your focus back in play. So I really like that for you. I think that'll help you. Let's see. Journey to becoming me. So feeling like I'm supposed to be physically located in a different part of the world. Any guidance on this? Would I thrive better in a different location, or does location matter? Honestly, I think there's a yes and a no to that. It does at times. It does, depending on what your passions are. Like, if your passions have to do with, let's see, what your example, let's use your example about a garden and sunshine and all that, you might do better in a warmer climate. and then at the same time, what if your passions were, you know, something that would be more related to a bigger city? Or what if it's more related to the air in the mountains? It just depends, because it's a yes and no. When we're really spiritually aware, we can be anywhere and be happy. None of that affects us. Sometimes the moving around, we go and we leave one area, and sometimes that calling or that need to move is because we're feeling drawn to a different location, because there's something our soul wants us to learn in a different location. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get there and you're going to go, oh, wow, this was amazing. You might get there and go, yeah, I knew I was supposed to come here, but wow, wasn't expecting all this. But you want to look at what you can grow and learn with. So I feel that you're being called because your soul's ready to grow. And that's why you feel this itchiness to pull up stakes and go somewhere else. I get that. I've done that too. But, you know, then there's times where, no, I'm actually supposed to be in a different place, because sometimes we, our journey is not just this, okay, we plant here and that's it forever. Your journey is the whole experience of life. It's, you know, your purpose is to grow while you're here. It doesn't mean it'll be the same thing you're doing the whole time, being in the same place the whole time. So open the expansion there, pull and tap into that Aquarius Jupiter energy for this one, and just expand the possibilities of where you are right now. What are the possibilities? If you were in a different location, what are the possibilities? What do you feel drawn to? What do you don't feel drawn to? And I've said this before, and I think Shadonna can tell me, or she can back this up for you, because she went through this, I remember, not too long ago, and she shared it on the show. But she was wanting to move. She did. It took a little while, but once she did, she realized she was where she needed to be. But what did she do? I know she did her homework and she did her research. I know. I'm using you as a wonderful example because I know that you did that. I remember that. And she's asking also, is there any messages from the angels for you, Shadonna? So yes, there is. Now you're in the move. Oh, that was weird how I went there and back. You've done the move. Now you're looking to expand deeper in the location you're in. You are. There's more to do. I know this last year made us kind of sit tight and stay put a little bit more with things that are going on. We're going to be coming out of that eventually, guys. Just hang in there. It's just got to play itself out. Because if we're still in it, then there's more to learn. And that's the way I'm looking at it. But you are looking for, how can I grow in the situation I'm in right now? That is literally what it is. Whether it's like you have to work at home and stay there, you're ready to change out, you're trying to do something different, whatever that might be, you're looking to go deeper into that and really put some introspect into that. This energy will help you because it's thought-provoking. Watch out for the tendency to overthink. The journaling is going to help. You got to organize your thoughts. If they keep changing every day, it's not settled yet. That's a really good rule of thumb for anyone. If it keeps changing, this is coming from Michael. Michael is so good with this kind of energy because he just ground yourself, get organized. He's really good about getting organized. He can also help you with organizing your thoughts, staying grounded, and get a game plan together. So that's what I'm picking up for you. Okay, chat's moving really fast. Let me see if I can catch up to what's going on here. I see lots of questions going on. Okay, relaxing meditations. Hello there. My husband is doing a career change. I want him to succeed. You know what? I would put that in an affirmation that he already has succeeded, that it's already done. You know, when you're working with affirmations, we do it as if what we hope will happen, it's tapping into an energy that it's already happened. Because if we're in, I hope it happens, that's the energy of, I hope it happens down the road. So the universe is really literal that way. So if you want it to come in now, it's like it's already happened. So it's looking for that it already has succeeded. So that would be something that I would share for that. Let's see. Rhonda, good morning. Does my guardian angel have a message for me? Rhonda, hello, hello, hello. Rhonda, I'm getting, this is feeling more earthy with you. I'm seeing, as soon as I started reading that and tapping in for you, I'm picking up, I know this might be challenging with all the snow and ice storms everywhere across the nation. But I don't know where you are, but I'm seeing outdoors a lot. If you're not an outdoors person, I'm seeing where it would benefit you. But I'm seeing you outside, walking through beautiful gardens a lot. I just keep seeing that. I'm just seeing you. It's almost like you're walking through a beautiful botanical garden. I know. And I'm like, wow, I'm kind of intrigued as to the location or what I'm seeing here, but it's just absolutely beautiful. So I'm getting the impression from the images that I'm picking up for you is that outdoor outdoor time is going to benefit you greatly. It's going to help you on a mental focus. It's going to help you clear energy. Earth wants to work with you. The earth energy, grounding energy wants to work with you. This is a lot of information to come in all of a sudden like that. And just explore the outdoors a little bit more. It just feels like something with outdoors for you. I don't know if that's making sense. Let me know. But that's what I'm picking up. And I just keep seeing this beautiful picture of you walking in beautiful gardens. So look into that. See what you feel about that. Maddie's saying, thanks, Jen. Definitely a lot of thoughts as I channel all of my creative energy into getting my business idea off the ground. Keep going. Go for it. This is good energy to work with on that, with all these different planets in Aquarius. This is the time to start something new. By the way, everyone, if you want to, this is the time to start something new. You are welcome, Robin. Writing on paper resonates with me 100%. Anna has, yes, actually, it works with a lot of people. It grounds your thoughts. It brings them into the physical world. So if there's these dreams and hopes you want, put them on paper. I mean, keep a journal. This, I'm telling you, that's why I put the planner in the class, because it goes through every single day, not just a month. It gives you questions to answer. It gives you information. It's a structured outline on how to get into this abundant mindset to live the lifestyle. That's part of the core. It's just part of it. You're going to get that. Let's see. Shadana. Yes, you're right. It took years to make the move. Yep. She's acknowledging that it did take years. Dr. Jen, you are awesome. So thank you for your, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Shadana's been listening to the show for a very long time, probably a whole decade at least. For a while. She's followed me around and all the different places we've been. And she's one of our beginning part of our audience when we started off tiny, tiny. Yes, you're right. It took years to make the move. Just when you know when it's time and you can't suppress it, it drives you crazy. When you know and you just can't stop till you do it, you know, you almost feel, I don't like to use the word obsessed, but you kind of feel that way, right, Shadana? You feel like, I've just got to do this. It's going to drive me crazy if I don't. I have no idea how it's going to work out. Yeah, your soul's involved in that, and it's consistent and it stays. You should explore. I strongly recommend exploring it. And it's always going to be something different. Now, I also want everybody to know with this new moon, just it's a very good time. Today's the day. Get your intentions focused on. Get yourself in alignment with what you want to do with that. But also, it will probably bring some areas up that might look foggy or confusing, because it's drawing attention to those areas that need clarification. So if that's happening to you, that's not a problem. It's actually showing you a direction of life or an area that's going to be very helpful for you to have the intention to clear up. It's going to probably bring up some things about relationships. It's going to bring things up about finances. It's going to bring things up about everything. And guess what else? It wants a focus clarification from you. It's like, okay, where are we going to put into your focus here? Because whatever you're focused on, it will expand. Yeah, it will expand. So that's why you want to put some intention into this. This is a big deal. So I'm pretty excited about it. I'm going to be doing that. I have been doing it. And the more I was working with this, the more I was like, I cannot wait to get this to them. And I had to be patient, because I'm like a little kid when I get excited about something I want to share. I know. It's just that childlike energy. But I know that the childlike energy raises your frequency. The happiness energy, it felt right. It feels right to share that kind of energy with you, because that's what we need to get moving here and to utilize this the best way we can. So let's see what else we got. Cindy, how about me? How about me? How about me? Are you asking about for a reading? Is that what you're saying? I think you are. Let me see if I can pick anything up on how about me. I feel like you're just not sure what to ask. I mean, honestly, and I'm sitting here feeling this, I'm not sure which area of, it feels like there's several areas of life that you feel unsettled and that you want, you just want to nail down. You just want to get it structured. This energy might feel overwhelming for something like that. Don't let it do that to you. Just go, no, no, no. We're going to work on one at a time. I think to get the wheels moving for you, and this is what I'm picking up as I'm saying it, you're looking for the simplest step first, because once you make that step, the confidence builds to take the next more challenging steps, whichever area that might be. But it looks like you need something that, what is the easiest thing that I could do to make a change? Which area? What's the easiest step? That's what I'm picking up for you. And then as you do that, it will start to get things moving. And then you'll find, okay, now let me do this one. Now let me do this one. But it's interesting how I'm picking up the energy with you guys today. I love it because we haven't done readings in a bit. Yeah. Let's see. Veronica, I need guidance about when to change my job. The when, let me ask, is there a time or is there something that needs to be complete? What I'm feeling is there is a completion of something you're learning about or understanding. There's a perception or an awareness or a, oh, okay, I get it now. Kind of a feeling. When you have that, that's when it'll be time to change it. There's something still to learn where you are is what I'm feeling. If that's making sense, it just feels like you want to go, but it doesn't feel, I'm feeling that there's a clarity coming for you. So just hang in there. It's not over yet. It will happen. I do feel that it will happen. I do feel it. I don't feel like right now, tomorrow, next week, month, but I feel like there's this piece of, aha, that's what I needed before I moved. And you're going to be thankful and you're going to be glad that you waited to get it. So there's just this information. I don't know the click. I'm not picking that up. I'm just picking up there's information coming. So just hang in there. Let's see what else we have. Draw flowers. I like draw flowers. Yes, it does. Oh, that's the one with the garden. You draw flowers? Oh. Well, no wonder I'm seeing a botanical garden in your... Oh, I love that. You just validated to me what I was validating to you, right? I love that about readings. Rhonda, are you not outside enough or something? What's going on with that? You're welcome. And oh my gosh, that's so cool. Well, I don't know if you just draw small flat. It sounds like maybe you need to go bigger. I'm picking this up again because if you draw flowers, I mean, do you draw whole scenes? Or do you need to go bigger? Does the canvas need to be bigger? Are you pencil? Are you paint? I love this because I like to paint too. That is just so really cool. I can't wait to see what happens with that. You are welcome. And hello, Calvin. Let's see. I feel a big change is coming. Where I will change, where I will live, get married, and do what I do for work. Other parts tell me to get settled where I am because that's what I'll have. Insights. Okay. It's like a yes to both. Right now, you're good where you are, but there's also this plan. I see this board. It's like, I guess some people call it a vision board. I got to check time. Gosh, we've been flying. Okay. I'm on track with time. I see like a board that you're getting structured for what you want to do next. Okay. And this is just a visual analogy of what I'm picking up for you. Yes, you're where you are and you want to appreciate what you have right now. And when you appreciate that, and I'm not saying you don't, it's just, yes, what I have right now, what do I have gratitude for right now? Then as you're dreaming and you're creating a new pathway for yourself and you're organizing your structure and you're putting a game plan together, how you want it to be, create a plan. You know, there's business plans, vision boards, brainstorming, all that kind of stuff with business. Do it with your life. I feel like just having it out. One of the things that people do that they like to do sometimes with their vision boards, if you've never done one, you'll go through pictures or photographs or whatever it might be of something that represents what you want to manifest. And they put it on their board and it represents like you say, you want to get married, put something up that represents that to you. Say you want to live in a different place, put up what type of environment you want to live in. It doesn't have to be an exact place or a city or a location, but maybe it might be whether you want to live at the mountains or you want to live near the water or you want to live out on a farm or however you want to do it. Put it out there and start creating how you want it to be and actually really go through it and think it deep. That's going to be really a fun project for you because when you're in the dreaming state, say you put up something like, hey, I want to live in the mountains. And then you start focusing on that and you go, maybe I'll tweak that and bring it down a little bit to hills. I don't know if I want all that mountain or maybe you want more. You know, it helps you clarify. And then you start to tweak and define your vision and your dream. And that's going to work really well for you. Okay, let me stop there because I've only got a few more minutes. So here's the deal. If you work with narrowing your focus with intention on what you do want and have gratitude in that, have gratitude that you can do that right now. Gratitude that I am going to focus on what I do want and I'm thankful that I am able to do that. Being thankful that you can think, that you can structure thought, that you can dream big, dream bigger, expand the horizon a little bit. Thankful for what you do have right now in your life will expand that. That's a big one. It really is. And I do hope that everyone will take today and see it as a brand new beginning with this energy that has activated in Aquarius as a whole new way to start everything new. I want you to feel uplifted, excited, motivated. Okay, I'm getting back up on the horse and we're going to do this. We're going to do this, you know, that kind of thing. I want to give you that because it's never too late to start. Never. If you're listening to this show for the first time down the road as an archive, just because this was aired in February doesn't mean you can't start if you're not listening to it until August. Just putting that out there for people in the future. For some reason, Michael said to say that. So somebody's going to pop up later and that's when they're going to need to start. I don't know. I just want you to start. I just want you to start allowing yourself to dream big, visualize the life you want, appreciate what you already do have. Okay. Appreciate what you have. Have gratitude for that daily. Jot it down. If you need to write it down to organize it, then do it. Absolutely do it. If you need to speak it out loud, then do it. But do it with intention because you're letting the universe know. The angels will definitely be there for you to help guide you along the way because they don't get in the way. They're not going to get in the way of what you want to do. They're not going to tell you what to do. They're going to support you. They're going to steer you in a direction that will bring you the best outcome, but not telling you what to do. You can always choose what you want to do. And, you know, they're very comforting. They can lift you when you feel like you're losing hope. They can encourage you when you feel discouraged. That's probably the most powerful thing they can do for you at times is just keep you going because you're the one doing it. You need to know you're the one that can do it. You need to know you're the one that needs to do it because it's your life. So I hope everyone will go over, if you go over to my website, jenmoisture.com, everything I've been talking about is right in the Learning Center. You can go read up on it, see if it's for you, go check it out. If anything, go get the free abundance calendar. It's still there. That one started with January for the 1 year. The one I'm talking about with the planner is in part of the course for the abundant lifestyle. That starts March 1st. So if you get the course now, you're going to be ready and you don't have to wait till March 1st, but that one's set for that. You can have some days ahead of that, but I want you to have what you need so you can really hit it and go and feel like you are out of the gate. You know which way you want to go with this. You know how to structure the thought. You know how to put those intentions out there. You know how to work with the affirmations every day. You just know how to do it. And you're going to feel confident and you're going to feel empowered. You're going to feel energized. And then tapping into this energy, the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit. It's like, how far do you want to go with it? I mean, what is it you want to do with it? So this new moon today is a kickstart, basically, in focusing our intentions. It's really putting a highlight on how we focus those attentions. Just to wrap this up in a summary, focus, focus, focus. Where is your focus? Are we focusing on everything that's wrong or what we don't have or what we... It's getting the focus in alignment so you can get this going. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I have really been excited about getting this to you. Make sure you do your self-care practice. Make sure you're eating well. Make sure you're taking those timeouts to ground, to close your eyes and say thank you for whatever it is you have in your life. Make sure that you're just appreciating the little things. You'd be surprised. I challenge everyone to come up with a list more than 10. If you can put down 5, good. If you can put down 10, if you can put down 20. And I want to challenge you to put down as many things that you can have gratitude for as possible in the journaling. Okay, do that. Because once you start doing it, it becomes like, oh, wait, I can put this down. I can put that. I mean, and it doesn't have to be huge. It can be very small. It can be, hey, I had breakfast today. Yay, I'm thankful. You know, it can be simple. But that's how you get going with it. That's how you start connecting with this energy. And once you've got to where you're doing a daily practice with this, it really makes a difference. So I really thank you all for being with us today. We're just about out of time. So we have stopped all the readings for now. We did quite a few today. And I hope that you feel encouraged. I hope that you will take this new moon, if you've never done anything with, you know, intentions or moon cycles or anything, give it a try. If you just stop and go, you know what, I want to tap into this energy and I want to utilize it. I want it to help me focus. Ask Michael to help remind you. Let me tell you, if you ask an angel to help you remember or remind you about something, oh, they will. Oh, they so will. I've done that. And you know how you sometimes that phrase is, oh, be careful what you pray for, you know, and you like, be careful if you ask for patience or something like that. Well, if you ask an angel, and I can vouch for this, I've done this, to help me remember something, boy, will they. They will not. They will. They're very good at that. They will remind you. They will. And then you want to take a big smile and go, okay, thank you. You want to have gratitude that they did hear you and they will respond. Ask them. Just ask them to help you remember to do this and to not forget your intentions today. You'll have a reminder. It'll be interesting to see how they come out for everybody. Will it be something random that somebody says, or will it be something you read, or will it just pop into your head? I don't know. It'll come in exactly the way you need it. And that's the best part of that connection with the angels. But that's a very good request to ask them and just say, please help me remember. And then say, thank you for helping me remember. And then so it is. So take everything I've said today and just process it. I know, Aquarius, that won't be hard. You'll be analyzing it for a bit. Rewind and re-listen if you need to. Go over to the website, check things out, see if that would work for you or help you out. I think it will. That's why we put it out there. you're investing in you if you do that. You're investing in the value that you bring to the world by doing something for yourself like that. And then I will see you next week. I want to say thank you so much for being here. And I'm out of time. Yes, I'm out of time. I know. It goes fast. Share the show with anybody. Please like us. If you're in the YouTube, it helps us, you know, get the word out there. And share it with other people that it can help inspire if you feel it will help them. And we'll see you next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.